Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
I'm Neil Brown, author and psychotherapist. And in this first podcast, I want to give you some context for what the Healthy Family Connections podcast is all about. I'm excited to be here to welcome you to this introduction to Healthy Family Connections and to share a bit about how we can help. You know, families are wonderful things, and when we start our family, our dream is to create a place where our love will allow our children to grow up happy and healthy. You know, where we all want our kids to grow up successful and well-adjusted as they become adults. And we want to give them the wonderful parts of our childhoods that are in our memories. And we want to give them those, their own special memories, just like those. And yet we want to protect them from the painful parts of our childhoods. And some of us have very painful parts that for sure we want to redo and avoid with our children and our families. We hope to accomplish all this, of course, with a partner who shares our dream. And we imagine our partner is someone who's going to love us and be grateful for our love and support. You know, we want our families to be a place where membership offers us unconditional love and emotional safety and, of course, emotional support. And yet there are many challenges to that dream. We don't usually anticipate all of them, although, you know, I don't think any of us expect a rose garden, but we don't know exactly what's coming. And sometimes we get things that are quite challenging. For instance, you know, kids all have their own temperaments, and maybe our child's temperament is not one that we're particularly suited to managing or accepting. And kids all have their own quirks. They're all individuals. There's no one kind of kid, you know, and another challenge, of course, is that our culture is in transition, and it brings, you know, many influences that we don't have control over. You know, marijuana is being legalized in many states. We've got technology that our kids probably know better than we do as it moves and transitions so quickly. And there's gender spectrum, language and issues coming up faster than we can understand and perhaps keep up with them. So all these things are quite, you know, quite ready to blindside us and throw us off our game and interfere with that dream that we want to bring forward. And, you know, I have to mention, of course, that we're all bringing baggage to our parenting, and, you know, we've got that and our own limitations. And I don't need to tell you that your partner has some baggage and some limitations as well. So these are all things that can throw us for a loop and make it difficult to actualize our dream. So that's why I'm here. After 40 years of working with families and couples, I've evolved models and effective ways to respond to these many challenges, and I want to share this wisdom with you. You don't have to give up your dream. Your dream is wonderful, and it's important. You just might need some help getting past the stuck points. Please do keep in mind that this podcast is offered for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional help or psychotherapy. I've asked you to send me your questions and you responded. Here are some of the questions that you've asked, and I'll read those to you. How can we set aside screen time without constantly arguing about it? We can all relate to that one. Here's one. My son suffers from depression. Do I excuse his absence from school or let him suffer the consequences of his absence? How about, how can I maintain my adult side when I'm in a heated argument with my husband? And here's one that's, I think, common for many of us. I have a 16-year-old who wants to be treated as an independent, capable young adult and make decisions about his own life. Yet at times he seems incapable of self-care, getting himself to school, let alone the bigger decisions. How do I find that balance? Well, I look forward to answering these questions, and I look forward to answering yours too. So now you know a bit about Healthy Family Connections and that I'm here to share ways to help build them. I've enjoyed 40 years of helping families just like yours, and now I want to share the wealth and wisdom of those years with you. Take care of yourself, and bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.